This past year, Jessica and I took a trip to New Mexico as part of our education over at the seminary, which we were going to school. And one of the things that we did over there was encounter some beautiful and rich Native American cultures and traditions, encountering many of those people and hearing their stories and sharing their lives with them. And one of the things that I picked up over there was a... I've got all this candy in my pocket now. Where'd that thing go? Here it is. I wish there was a way that I could blow this up so that each of you could see it, but it's a beautiful figurine. It's called a storyteller. And it is an integral part of the traditions of the Pueblo people who live in New Mexico. I'll describe it to you so that you don't have to peer so closely to see it. The central figure is this woman. And most storytellers have women as the central figure, although there are some men in there too. The central figure is usually sitting or reclining. One of the marvelous things about these figures is that this woman is not alone. So if you can tell, there are children all over her. There's one on her right leg, two sitting on her lap, one clinging on her shoulder, another one kind of sitting on top of her. Children all over her, five total. Some storytellers have as few as two, but we saw some over there that have dozens and dozens of children clinging to every single part of this woman's body. It's a beautiful part of their culture. And the one thing that is characteristic of all of these is that the central figure has their mouth wide open. Each storyteller, woman or man, has a mouth wide open. And it's to indicate that this person is doing something. Speaking, singing, sharing. The reality is they're telling the stories of their people to their children. The Native American people aren't known for their ancient written documents. Many of them from long ago didn't have a written language or a complicated syntax or grammar. So we don't have records of their history or vast amounts of poetry. The way that they keep their culture and their tradition going is to remember the image of the storyteller, the image that has kept their culture and their people going from generation to generation. The reality of their culture is that it is the responsibility of the people in the tribes to take all the children to themselves and to keep their mouths open, sharing the stories of their people, sharing their songs, sharing their poetry, and then teaching their kids to do the same for their kids, and their kids to their kids, and so on, and so on, and so forth. Our letter to 2 Timothy, the first part of that, the first 14 verses of that book, is what I like to think of as a storyteller passage, because it is written from someone in an older generation to a younger generation. On the one hand, you have Paul, who is nearing the end of his life, and he knows it, imprisoned for some things that he has been accused of doing. And he takes a moment to write a letter to someone from the up-and-coming, someone from the new wave of ministers, a man named Timothy, who himself, a recent convert to Christianity and now a minister on his own, needing advice. The book of 2 Timothy is intended to be a generation bridge between the older and the newer. It is intended to be a book of encouragement, of thoughtful advice from someone who has been there to another who is going there. And you can read throughout that entire book the kinds of encouragement that Paul gives. But Paul realizes something. Paul realizes that he is not the most important Christian influence in Timothy's life. Paul realizes that Timothy comes from a family of storytellers. Do you remember the words in the passage of this morning? How Paul is filled with joy in remembering Timothy's grandmother Lois, and Timothy's mother, Eunice, how the faith was strong in the two of them, and because of that, faith is strong in Timothy now. Paul realizes that in order for Timothy to maintain the good treasure that is within him, the good treasure of the faith that has been passed on, he must pass it on himself to those who come after him. Important words for a new minister, but important words for each and every one of us. Yesterday, as Phil mentioned, Pastor Parrish discussed the possibility of a way that Bethel Church can guard its good treasure. The treasure that God has given to us, the treasure of a saving faith and knowledge of grace that has been given to us not to hold on to ourselves, but to pass on to future generations. We took on the task of looking at the children of this church and possibly recommending that we hire on someone to be the point person of looking and making sure that our children have the good treasure passed on to them, that it is kept in sound condition within God's family. But I must have you know that if the church goes forward with this, that doesn't abdicate our individual responsibilities to take care of our children. That each one of us is called by God to make sure that that good treasure is guarded and passed on to future generations of this church. And it's happening already. I like it whenever I see Don take little Brian by the hand and walk him down the aisle as they give the offering to God and put it on the altar. That's a great image. I like it whenever Phil comes up and assumes child mode himself in some ways and preaches the gospel and tells the children that God loves them and that they can love God in ways that children can understand. I like it when I see children in the pews with their hymnals open, learning the songs of our faith, looking up on that transparency and singing some really neat songs that say some really great things that they will remember for the rest of their lives and possibly teach to their kids as well. One of the most beautiful sounds in this entire service that I have just grown to love is the sound of the clinking of coins as the children bring them up and put them in our porcelain cow up here and learn what it means to speak the language of giving, a language that so many institutions in this world will never teach them, but it will be taught here in the church, what it means to give and not just receive. Paul's words to Timothy are very clear, to him and to us, that each of us must be a storyteller, not just one person in the church, everyone. And I want to leave you with a vision that Bethel Church can be this storyteller. And our storyteller may not just have one or two sitting on a lap. But imagine Bethel Church, the storyteller, with dozens and dozens of children coming from surrounding neighborhoods, surrounding schools, surrounding homes. So much so that there is no room for Bethel Church to have any more lap space for all the kids that come. And we do this not because we want the church to grow or we want to be impressive in numbers, but because we have been entrusted with a good treasure, the treasure of a saving faith and knowledge of God that must never be kept, but must be passed on in a way that would be pleasing to God. In the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer of us all. Amen.